AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two spasms of violence in the U.S. making headlines. President Trump on one in West Bloomfield, Michigan.
I want to send our love to the Michigan Jewish community and all of the people in Detroit, the Detroit area, following the attack on the Jewish synagogue.
A man with a rifle crashed his vehicle into the Temple Israel synagogue and was fatally shot by security. Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports,
one person was killed, two others wounded in a shooting at Virginia's Old Dominion University. The suspect is also dead. The FBI's Dominique Evans says Mohamed Jallo, a former Army National Guard member, walked into a room at the Old Dominion Business School building.
Prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted, stated, Allahu Akbar.
It's not immediately clear how the shooter died.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive. I don't know how else to say it, but they basically were able to terminate the threat.
Audio from WVEC. Jallo pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Central Command says rescue efforts are underway after a refueling plane went down in Iraq. The military says the crash was not due to hostile or friendly fire, but two aircraft were involved. One landed safely. Iran's new supreme leader released his first statement since succeeding his late father. Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei vowed Iran would keep up attacks on its Gulf Arab neighbors and use the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz as leverage against the U.S. and Israel. Khamenei did not appear on camera. An Israeli assessment indicates he was wounded in the war's opening salvo. Meantime, oil prices spiked above $100 a barrel as Iranian strikes keep hitting ships. This is AP News. Karen Shamas reports among the damage U.S. and Israeli strikes have inflicted on Iran, at least four cultural and historical sites.
Experts and advocates have raised the alarm about the impact on protected landmarks that are important to Iranian identity. The speed and extent of the damage have so concerned Iran and Lebanon that they sent a request to the United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO, this week to add more sites to its World Heritage Enhanced Protection List. UNESCO confirmed its verified damage to the lavish Golestan Palace in Tehran. During a media tour organized by the Iranian government, it was possible to see the Golestan Palace's damaged windows, ceiling, and scattered glass. The United Nations World Heritage Body also confirmed damage to a 17th century palace and the country's oldest Friday mosque, both in Isfahan. I'm Karen Shamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.